welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. You know, I wondered, have you ever thought about where your family comes from, your heritage, your lineage? You know, who and where your family comes from really matters. Contact Helen by email at heritagelady@gmail.com. Again, heritagelady@gmail.com. She handles mainly British Columbia and Canada area. Give her an email and see what she's got information that may regard your family. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun smoke. Starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
This walk is just what I needed, Mr. Dillon. I sure been sleepy today.
You got spring fever, Chester.
I guess so. It is nice weather, ain't it? Won't be long now, the cattle drives will be starting.
Yeah, and the streets will be full of Texas cowhands looking for trouble.
Yes, sir. But you know, I'm almost looking forward to them this year.
And now, come July, you'll be pining for this peace and quiet.
Maybe, but not right now. Maybe I'll just stop by the Tonsorial, Mr. Dillon, if it's all right with you.
Sure. Well, what for?
Well, like you said, it's spring. They got a bath there. Besides, it's time to get unsewed.
You better leave them on. We might have a late frost.
I don't know. I'm beginning to itch some. And hey, what's that crowd in front of Long Branch?
I don't know.
What do you suppose it is, Mr. Dillon? Hey, maybe it's a medicine show.
Well, let's go take a look, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever it is, that fellow sure has drew a crowd, and that's a fact.
Uh-huh.
There he is. Miss Kitty's talking to him.
Yeah.
Well, guess there can't be no trouble, eh?
Oh, hello, Matt.
Oh, Kitty.
Hey, Marshal, you come to have your picture took, too?
Yeah. The Marshal looked real smart in a tintype, huh?
You tell him to.
So that's it. You're taking pictures, huh?
That's right, Matt. This is Professor Jacoby. He calls himself an artist of the camera.
Well, forevermore. So this is one of them things I've been hearing about.
That's right. Oh, well, keep your hands off it, my good man. It's a very sensitive instrument.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, you're Marshal Dillon, I take it, sir.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, Marshal. I was coming to look you up directly. Right, naturally, you're one of the subjects I most wish to immortalize with the camera.
Oh, is that so?
Certainly, certainly. Western Marshal is one of our great heroes back east.
They are? You don't say.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, Professor, what's that little tent for?
Oh, that's where I do my developing, sir.
Oh, developing?
Why, of course. Pyro and soda, you understand.
Well...
And the plate must be developed immediately before it dries.
Oh,
naturally. Now, miss...
Well, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
You stand aside. If you'll just relax, miss.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to shoot you, you know.
Okay.
Let me see. Now, that's not precisely what I'm after.
Hmm?
What we need is another subject.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, another person. Ah, you, sir, would you step up, please?
Yes, you, me.
You?
Me?
That's right.
How do you like that? He's going to immortalize old Toad.
Just come right over here. That's it, that's it. Now, miss, if you'll just stand beside him.
Him?
Well, anything for art's sake, you know? We want this to look absolutely authentic.
I think I'm going to like this, Miss Kitty.
Now, don't go getting any ideas, Toad.
Ah, that's fine. That's fine. Now, miss, if you'll just look up at him with that... well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know.
Professor,
why don't you just take your pictures of people the way you find them? They'll be authentic enough.
No, of course, Marshall. I meant no offense.
That's all right, man. Go ahead, Professor.
Yes, of course. That's it.
Hey, where's he going?
Well, ducking under that black cloth there.
Hey, you're going to have a hard time crawling into that little box.
That's good now. That's good now. Don't take your eyes off the camera, and don't move a muscle while I'm counting. Hmm? You understand?
Uh-huh.
All right, take a big breath. Hold it. 11. Good, good.
Well, ain't that something, Mr. Dillon?
You know, I want to see that picture, Kitty. You look like the camera was a rattlesnake.
Well, it might as well have been. I'm glad it's over.
And now, Marshall. Marshall, maybe you will oblige.
Well, no, thank you, Professor. Maybe later, huh?
And perhaps I'll take one of these gentlemen here. You, sir. You look like a gunfighter.
No? Grubbs may try to look and act like a gunman, Professor, but he's not very desperate.
Oh, I see. Perhaps you have someone in your jail, Marshal.
No, not at the moment.
I know what the Eastern public wants, sir, what it wants to see. Dance hall girls and desperados, gunfighters, savage Indians, the violence of the West. And it's the violence I'm after most of all. That's what will sell my photographs.
Professor, then all you have to do is wait.
Wait for how long?
Oh, maybe a few weeks when the trail herds start coming.
Well, I haven't got a few weeks, Marshal.
Well, I guess we can't help you.
Well, don't worry, Marshal. I'll manage.
No? How?
You'll see. I'm a man of ideas, Marshal.
Morning, Sam.
Howdy, Marshal.
Morning, Max.
Oh, hello, Kitty. If you mind if I sit down?
Well, I haven't yet, have I?
What are you grinning about?
I saw your picture. What was that you said to me about rattlesnakes?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad, wasn't it? Well, maybe if you didn't have to hold still for so long.
Sure. But... anyway, you're immortalized now. The professor will have your face all over the papers back east.
If they'll print it.
Matt, seriously.
Hmm?
I don't like that man.
Oh?
There's something about him. I don't know what it is.
Oh, he seems all right, Kitty. Maybe you're just not used to photographers.
Well, neither are you.
Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, Chester.
Mr. Dillon, you better come.
Now, what's the matter?
Out at the end of Bridge Street, they just found old Toad. He's dead.
Dead?
But that ain't all. He's been scalped.
What do you make of it, Matt?
I don't know, Doc.
Neither do I. There hasn't been any Indian trouble lately. Surely no Indian come this close to town.
Doc, it wasn't an Indian. That's not the way they use a knife.
Well, then, who did do it, Mr. Dillon? Old Toad wasn't much good, but he never hurt nobody.
There's another funny thing, Matt. Doesn't look like it was done right here, but like it was done over there by that building. And then he was dragged out here into the open.
Yeah, out in the open. End of the sunlight. Yeah, wait a minute.
What are you looking for, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, this, right here, Chester.
Well, I don't see nothing.
Those three little marks on the ground there. You know what makes marks like that?
No, what?
The three-legged stand they use for a surveyor's instrument. Or a camera.
Camera? Matt, no man would do that just for a picture.
Well, there's one way to find out.
Come in, come in.
Ah, Marshal.
Ah, Professor. Looks like you're packing. Are you going someplace?
Yes, Marshal. I've covered Dodge pretty thoroughly. Now I want to go out onto the plains and get some pictures. You know, buffalo hunters, Indians.
Aren't you leaving kind of sudden?
Well, what do you mean? I've been planning to go down into the Indian territory.
Well, they might be pretty dangerous right now, Professor.
Oh, I'm not timid, Marshal.
Oh, I know that. Did you hear there's Indian trouble starting? A man was scalped this morning right here in Dodge.
Yes, I heard something of it. But I'm not frightened.
Why not, Professor? Because you know it wasn't an Indian that did it?
Just what do you mean, Marshal?
I'd just like to know how you were able to get there and take a picture of Toad before anybody else knew anything about it.
Perhaps I was just lucky, Marshal? I met the man who found him.
I think it was more than luck.
Are you accusing me of killing that man?
Maybe you didn't do it yourself. But I think you hired it, Don.
Can you prove that?
I can when I find the man you hired.
The whole thing is ridiculous, Marshal. Besides, he was nothing but a scavenger, a derelict.
He was a man, and it was murder. Whoever did it will hang for
it. Well, it's no concern of mine. Unless, of course, I can take a photograph of the hanging.
You'll do anything for a picture, won't you?
Well, almost anything, Marshal. Like I told that girl, anything for art's sake. And that was a good picture I got of Toad, Marshal. Perhaps you'd like to see it.
No, thanks.
Well, it's going to be quite a feather in my cap when I take it back east to Harper's.
Maybe you won't take it back east, Jacoby. This might be one picture you paid too high a price for.
Why didn't you lock him up?
I got no proof against him, Doc, unless I can find the man who actually did it. And I got no idea who that is. Jacoby's been seen around town with a lot of men, but nobody's special.
He's liable to skip town on you.
Well, I hope so.
What's that?
Well, I figure he's going down into Indian territory. He won't go alone. Even he's not that foolish. And the logical one to go along with him is a man he'd already hired to do a job for him.
Yeah, that's so.
Anyway, it's the last chance I got.
Now, the town sure stirred up about it. You'd never have thought old Toad had a single friend.
Sure, they're upset. They think it was Indians.
And the professor put the picture on display in the window of the Dodge House. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard.
Maybe it was him started the talk about calling the cavalry out against the Indians.
Well, he'd like nothing better than an Indian war to photograph.
What kind of a man is that?
I don't know, Doug.
Mr. Dillon, Moss Grimmick says the professor left town just before dawn this morning.
Alone?
Nope. Tom Grubbs was with him.
Tom Grubbs. Sure. A two-bit would-be gunman. All right. Now all we gotta do is catch up with him.
like it, Mr. Dillon. I don't like it a little bit.
What, Chester?
All this Indian sign.
Now, you just keep your eyes open. We'll manage. I guess Jacoby will be happy. He should be getting all the pictures he can use. I notice he's stopped several times.
Pictures? I hope I never meet another photographer.
Well, maybe they aren't all like him, Chester.
Well, I hope not.
Hold up, Chester.
What, Mr. Dillon?
Something over in that clump of weeds there.
Marshal.
What's the man? A white man. Mr. Dillon, it's Grubb.
Yeah, come on.
Oh. Marshal.
Mr. Dillon, he's been hurt bad. He's bleeding.
Yeah, he's been knifed.
Help me, Marshal.
Where's Jacoby?
Over there. Somewhere, I don't know. I ran and hid.
What happened?
Indian. Cheyenne. I told Jacoby, but he wouldn't listen. Tried to tell him, but he wouldn't listen.
Told him what?
About the burial ground. Bad enough just being here. And then him trying to take pictures of Cheyenne. There was only three of them. When he saw him taking the picture at the burial ground,
my goodness, that's bad, Mr. Dillon. They get awful mad when somebody fools around the burying place.
What did they do, Grubbs?
He attacked us. Fought one of them off, and I ran and hid. I guess they couldn't find me.
Grubbs, why don't you tell me about it?
About what?
About Toad.
All right, I'll tell you. Professor gave me a lot of money. I guess I shouldn't have done it. If Marshall?
Yeah.
I didn't even get my picture took. Ain't that...
He sure was some gunman, killing a helpless little old man for money.
Yeah. Now let's see about Jacoby now.
Hey, Mr. Dillon, you think them Cheyenne might still be around?
No, they just showed up by now, Chester.
There's the burial ground. Hey, look. There's his camera.
Yeah. All smashed.
And his pictures? All scattered around with it. My gracious.
Chester, over here.
That ain't a nice sight, is it, Mr. John?
No. There's a kind of justice in it, Chester.
Yeah. They did to him just what he had Grubbs do to old Toad.
Well, we better bury him. Then maybe we better gather up those pictures.
What for?
They'll send them back east for him. Maybe they'll be immortal like he hoped. Who knows? He might turn out to be a big hero.
And wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. Not there have been heroes like that before. All right, come on. You know, at best, it was hard to scratch out a living on the high plains. But next week, hunger, disease, and a baby combined to defeat a man. And that was the West. Good night.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The special music for Gunsmoke was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Ray Kemper and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Lawrence Dobkin, Harry Bartell, and James Nusser. Marley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.